This is Marine Times Radio, with the monthly roundup of news from the fishing and maritime industries and the coastal communities, as reported in the December edition of the Marine Times newspaper. Here are the headlines. The Common Fisheries Policy has been given another strong rejection, this time by the organisation representing thousands of small-scale fishermen across Europe. IFA Aquaculture says the true test of the government's commitment to develop Irish aquaculture will be judged by what it actually does. And the historic Arranmore Island lifeboat station is to be replaced. Our cover story in the December edition of the Marine Times reports that the Life Fisheries Organisation, which represents thousands of small-scale fishermen across Europe, agreed at its General Assembly that the Common Fisheries Policy is failing to achieve its socio-economic and environmental objectives. 26 groups of low-impact fishers from 15 European countries at the meeting called for a review of the implementation of the policy. The Irish Islands Marine Resource Organisation, IMRO, is a member of the LIFE organisation, to the board of which IMRO Secretary Seamus Bonner has been elected.
What's common across a lot of the European countries is access to the fishing resource is not there for the smaller boats. And we've had a recent example in Ireland with the closure of the line-caught mackerel fishery in June of this year, which means that a lot of the smaller boats, which would have fished them in the summer, landing them into tourist restaurants and that, weren't able to catch mackerel this year from when they usually come in. So that was a big blow. There's only a very small amount of mackerel quota allocated to the line-caught fishery. It's 400 tonnes at the moment, whereas there's about 60,000 tonnes allocated to a small number of bigger boats.
Seamus Bonner of IMRO, and you can read the IMRO column in the December edition of the Marine Times. Failed political promises and systemic failure of the Common Fisheries Policy are the topic of the editorial in this month's edition. Here's the editor of the Marine Times, Mark McCarthy.
This time last year, the Taoiseach, the Minister for the Marine, other government representatives and the TDs of the government coalition parties were all promising that the fishing industry would be protected from the impact of Brexit. They assured the industry that they were giving its best interests the highest level of attention in the ongoing EU discussions with the UK for a Brexit deal. They did not keep their promises. They failed the industry. As a result, it faces serious problems, nearly 12 months after those empty promises were uttered. More promises to rectify the damage over which they have presided also proved empty. The Irish government has not achieved burden sharing by other fishing nations. Ireland has the richest fishing grounds in Europe, but other EU countries, France, Spain, Belgium, Holland, Portugal, Denmark, Poland, take catches from Irish waters that are bigger than the entire quota allowed to the Irish fleet in its own waters. How often have we heard that mantra? But it still applies. It is what the European Union imposes on Ireland. The Common Fisheries Policy is not common in equality of treatment. It actively discriminates in favour of the bigger, more powerful countries. The CFP does not achieve its social, economic and environmental objectives.
Politics is about change, so let's make the political system work for the industry. That's the view of Brendan Byrne, Chief Executive of the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association, in his column in the December edition, where in her column, IFA's Aquaculture Executive Teresa Morrissey discusses food security and raises the question, what are we to eat? Asking whether Irish aquaculture will be given enough support by government to be the key to future food security.
The world still needs to eat healthy food. Particularly the world needs more than ever sustainable sources of protein. Irish aquaculture also has its role to play in providing sustainable, carbon-efficient seafood, which it has already been proven to be very good at, producing a high-quality product recognised around the world. However, true political backing is needed for Irish aquaculture to really play its part and provide the food security that is needed into the future. The Seafood Task Force recommended a €60 million fund for initiatives in the Irish aquaculture sector. The report describes the government's ambition to develop Irish aquaculture to mitigate against the negative impacts of Brexit that have been most pronounced in other sectors of the Irish seafood industry. This represents an opportunity to invest in developing the Irish aquaculture industry. The true test of these recommendations for Irish aquaculture will only be borne out in the actions that should follow to allow such proposed initiatives to become a reality.
The monthly interview in the Marine Times features the development at Castletown Bear in West Cork of a 45-year-old barge as a platform for marine innovation. It has exciting possibilities, says the principal of BIM's Castletown Bear National Fisheries and Diving College, Shane Begley.
What is really important is all this innovation was done locally. Bear Island Boatyard working with us and working with DareTech. This was all done locally. And this is where, and this is indeed BIM's new strategy, which is coastal sustainability. We have the expertise locally. And indeed, we're looking at maybe a marine technology apprenticeship for local communities. And this is where BIM is strong, because they reach local communities. Who knows where we can get to, you know?
Also in the paper, in her RNLI column, Nia Stevenson reports that Arranmore Island is to get a new lifeboat station.
The proposed new facilities at Arranmore will provide storage for the boarding boats, along with space for a new tractor to enhance and improve the safety of the launch of the lifeboat in a call-out. There are also plans for a purpose-built workshop and the provision of new crew facilities, including training and a hub for search and rescue operations. The space will also be available for water safety talks and community groups. The provision of a new lifeboat facility on Arranmore is an investment by the RNLI in life-saving for the next 50 years and beyond, and it has been designed to adapt to the changing search and rescue environment.
With a roundup of regional and international news and many other news stories, the December edition of the Marine Times, Ireland's leading maritime newspaper, is now in the shops, and there's a digital edition available on our website at www.marinetimes.ie. This is Tom McSweeney, Deputy Editor, reporting. Thank you for listening to the Marine Times Radio Service.